Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let's assume we're going to see a new Alec Murdaugh trial, the part two of this saga. We were talking a little bit earlier about that with Alec Murdaugh on the stand in part one. Part two, where do you think this goes? Are we going to see some different tactics here? Are we going to see maybe a third party being brought up into this? Because in round one, it was just Alec didn't do this. Are they going to bring that theory? And I'm wondering of, well, it was somebody else, and here's why. And I don't know. I mean, where do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think the issue with that is there's just no evidence that exists that they can rightfully express from a legal standpoint for the third party culprit. They just don't have any evidence. And you can't just throw out, you know, Tom, Dick and Harry did something without any evidence that they did. You know, we saw that limitation even in the Karen Reed trial, where the judge said, listen, you can't bring it up. You can sort of try to draw it out of different witnesses, but you can't bring it up because you haven't shown me any evidence that anybody else could have done this crime. See the same issue happening here. I think they'll continue to play on the fact that, you know, he was married all of those years. There's never been any domestic violence or abuse in the past. I think they'll again play up his addiction. And again, I think really what tipped the scale, I hate to repeat myself, was him taking the stand. And so I do fear that because this is such a circumstantial case, other than that video directly puts him at the scene of the crime. So they're going to be much smarter about not indicating that he wasn't down there. They're going to have to come up with a better excuse of why he was at the kennels and that he left before the murders took place.
Do you think they're going to be able to convince him not to testify? I guess that's the question, because it is Alec Murdaugh. Obviously, he testified against the advice of his counsel. And he, you know, he's a narcissist. I don't know. That doesn't change. That part of the equation will always be there. It does make me wonder if he's, you know, he's planning on it already and already kind of working up what he's going to say.
I just don't think he will. I don't think he'll take another bite of the apple after what transpired the last time. I do find it very interesting, though, that he doesn't, at least that we know of, we know he stole millions and millions of dollars, but it doesn't seem like he has deep pockets. I'm wondering, are they still going to be able to afford their expert witnesses at probably, you know, $500 an hour or so? Are they going to be able to afford the counsel, or is this going to be completely pro bono, or is there a lot of money in the coffers that are hidden that we can't see? So I find it very interesting to see, I guess, how much money is going to be able to support that defense team.
Well, and where is the money going to come from is the big question, too. If it's not there or if it's already somewhere. I mean, it was very surprising to see, I mean, the way that Dick and Jim lived when they were representing him in that, like, massive estate with the pool and the chef and all of this as the defense counsel. That right there seemed rather bizarre. If you know, like, you're going to be going down on these charges here and these charges here financially, why are we spending this kind of money on these sort of things? Or was it just maybe the goal there was simply, let's get rid of as much of my money as I possibly can right now?
Well, yes. I mean, when you consider a couple of points, right, no matter what, he's spending likely the rest of his life in prison for his financial crimes. This is really all about he doesn't want to be remembered as the guy who was convicted for slaying his wife and his son.
Yeah.
I think that's what it all comes down to. This is just you know, only for that reason. I think that they're going to stick with representing him only because of the, you know, the limelight. Mm-hmm. And I mean, look, this has put them in front of the South Carolina Supreme Court. So few cases are ever taken by any state Supreme Court. This is big, and they're going to be able to argue it. I think if they win, they'll still represent him, even if they're not getting paid very much.
Well, I mean, the attention and the publicity, I mean, it's you know, changed the life of them going forward. For just that reason. Do you think we're going to see the family sticking by Alec the same way that they did on round one? Or I'm wondering if opinions or hearts have changed at this point.
That's a good question with Buster. I really believe that Murdaugh family is tight. They're bound by blood and you know, tradition. And I think a lot has gone badly for that family in the past, and they've always just stuck by each other. I think they'll probably still stick by each other. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, they have a lot of money, and that could be what is used to filter to these attorneys to pay for this defense in the future. I mean, look at the amount of time they're going to have to spend on these briefs and their presentation before the Supreme Court. This is not a few hours. This No. is really dozens and dozens of hours of that this legal counsel, and I just can't believe they're doing it pro bono.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And like, yeah, you're right. There is money there. It may not be in Alec's possession, but the family certainly has it. And as long as they're behind him, I think he can probably afford whatever he needs to take this on.
Yeah, he's bamboozled so many people for so long. And, you know, unfortunately, Becky Hill might have handed him a retrial on a silver platter.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads? Yep, we are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now. As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to uncut interviews before everyone else. Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.